huge, huge game for the Giants. You know, it's funny, BT, we've said week one, wow, this is a must-win. Got to beat the Vikings at home. And they get smoked by the Vikings at home. And then we go week two, wow, man, this is a must-win. If you can't beat Washington, who are you going to beat? This is a must-win. And they lose that one. Well, this is an actual must-win. All right, we've given you back the wiggle room. Whatever wiggle room you thought you had, it's gone. They have to win this game. If the Giants don't beat Cleveland, I know they're 6-point, 7-point underdogs, whatever it is. If they don't beat Cleveland, it's over. I mean, that's a wrap on the Giants season. And then the conversation becomes, how bad will this get? And will Dable and Shane actually find themselves on the hot seat?
And this time we mean it, Sal.
Yeah. I mean, this has to be it, though, no?
It is. I mean, there's only, what is there, three teams in the NFC. The AFC's got a few. The entire AFC South, except the Texans. Most teams are, pardon me, there's only three teams in the NFC. They're 0-2. Giants are one of them. So you start to look at the state of the division and the conference, even though I don't think it's going to really matter because I don't think the Giants are going to be remotely good enough for it to matter, unfortunately. But, yeah, I mean, come back with a loss, that's one thing, and that's not good, and that's unacceptable. But if you come back with an ugly loss, that's where the tone's going to get even more or go even more in a direction that is dangerous. Because think about the conversation this week on the radio. It's been about whether it's right or wrong. You know, the questions, going back to Jordan's questions and Pat Leonard's questions and the exchange at the press conference, you and I, it's the first thing we talked about Monday.
Right.
Like, there's already a contentious feel. There's a little acrimony, and I don't know who's right, and you know, I don't have any dog in the matter. If anything, I'm rooting for Dable because he's the coach of the Giants. I don't know those other two guys. You know, right. Pat a little bit. I don't know him, and I don't talk out of school about people I don't know. I think the questions were fair, although maybe a little early, but Dable's got to put out a good product this week. He must.
Here's the other part of it. It's not.
And by the way, in his defense, the product was pretty good in week two.
Well, it was better than it was.
It was definitely much better.
It was better than it was in week one. And again, I know it's just 2 weeks, but it's not just that they're 0-2 and who they lost to and how it even looked. Total points scored in the NFL, the Panthers are the only team that scored fewer points than the Giants.
Is that right? I'm not surprised,
right now,
but I didn't even realize
Panthers have scored 13 points in two games.
All right.
And the Giants have scored 24 points.
Now, that might change when the rest of the teams get to three because the Pats' total is going to be pretty low at this point after last night. But, yeah, I mean, they're not going nuts on offense and their defense.
New England's at 39 through three games,
yeah,
but still
yeah,
39.
Now, 13
again,
a game.
Does that
that
mean
stinks,
everything after 2 weeks? No, but it means that it's not just that they're 0-2.
Yep.
It means that the only team that has mustered fewer points, the Panthers, who are like,
yeah,
expensive quarterback.
And Dable's an offensive background.
Yes.
Which matters. That's why I said the optics of this season matter.
Do you think they get a win here Sunday?
No.
No shot?
I'm not going to say no shot.
Cleveland's not that good.
No, I'm not going to trust Cleveland that much. I'm not going to say no shot. I don't think they win. You know, we'll do the spread stuff later with the picks.
Yeah.
Do I think the Giants have a chance to keep it interesting? Yeah, but not a real strong sense that they do. But I'm not going to rule it out.
I'm torn on this because last year I was burnt so many times with the Giants until they started paying it off a little bit toward the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But early on, I'm like, no, something's not right. I know they're not playing well, but I still believe in Dable, and I just believe in the team. And they just weren't getting, obviously, they weren't winning many games. And the injuries, whatever it may be. Okay, this year, same thing. Like, I believe in Dable. And you wanted to have maybe blind faith going into week one, and maybe even more so blind faith going into week two because of how bad it was in week one, but it was also the Commanders. And I believed in this team. And you saw them play significantly better. Again, didn't result in a win or a cover. And I don't know if it's time to go away from that belief in them or stick with it one more time. I think my gut is to just say, ride it out. You've come this far. Believe in them. They've let you down, sure. But one more time, believe in the Giants and Dable. And if they don't get it done this week, then I really have no choice but to abort whatever I thought the Giants were going to be with Dable. They're just going to have to show it to me.
I think that's a sensible take because at that point it would completely morph into blind faith. You know, just kind of hanging on to this notion without the evidence. Listen, I'll be honest, kind of like me with Zach. I mean, you saw these little flickers and flashes, you know, and part of it is, you know, there's some talent in there, but you kind of, in your own mind, you almost twist things, and even if it's unintentional, and what you think you see isn't really what you are seeing. I mean, we've all been victims to that with different players. See, the thing that's tough about this Giants season, potentially, you look at the Pats last night.
All right.
So if you're a Patriots fan, number one, you've got all these championships, so you've been satisfied. I mean, you should be able to go through a rebuild. God forbid you go through a couple of rough years. I mean, come on. You know, after what we've been through here with these teams.
Right. Suck it up.
Suck it up a little bit. I'm not exactly feeling for you. But at least the Patriots have Drake May, but from their fans. So there's intrigue. Now, I don't know if he's going to be good. Who the heck knows? But there's intrigue, and it's like, all right, well, here's a storyline. So if the Patriots are, you know, 2-11 or 3-13, which at some point I think they very well might be. I think they're awful. Then at least the Pats fan can latch on to their potential quarterback of the future. If the Giants season, and I don't think it'll take on that complexion. They're better than the Patriots. There's just much more talent on the Giants than the Patriots. I have no problem, you know, identifying that. But if it does go really sideways, what do you latch on to besides, like, neighbors? Like, you know it's not Jones. There's nobody in the bullpen that's interested, unless you want to get back on the DeVito train, whatever. You don't fully believe in the coach or at all at that point. It's a different energy, and that's what can make it tough.
But that's why this year was... See, I wanted this year to be about development of the next franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you always said that.
Yes. I mean, you could go back to 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whatever, when Shane and Dable first took over. I just felt like, okay, this is now, the conversation should change from Jones and Barkley to Shane Dable and the next guy. And instead, it was Shane Dable and Jones and Barkley. And it was that way for 2 years. And even in the offseason, was about Saquon still. And even now, there's still remnants of Saquon talk. And it's about Daniel Jones still. But because Jones is still here and it's year three of this regime, it should then be about wins. Because if it's not developing the next franchise quarterback, well, then what are we doing here? The sentiment already has been, well, lose on purpose to get the next guy. Well, that's not a season.
Yeah.
You can't have that be the season. So the reality is this team, as limited as they may be, and as stale as the quarterback situation may be, it's about winning now. Which is very problematic when you consider the results of the first 2 weeks. If they do not win this game in Cleveland, then I would start to say, okay, now there's, maybe I question my belief in Dable, and maybe there is a chance this goes off the rails. Hey, look, I mean, you have strong opinions. Sometimes it's going to be right. Sometimes it's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Dable, but it doesn't mean that it's right. Maybe I misread this. Maybe he is wrong. Maybe he's not. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe he's not the head coach that I think he is. I'm going to go down fighting the one more week, believing that against a Cleveland team who is beatable. And to your point,
man, the defense is good.
Yeah, very good. Defense, very good. Hey, but it's the NFL.
That's true.
Stuff happens. Nobody thought the Raiders would beat the Ravens a week ago. Like, what should it be that unfathomable to believe the Giants could get a win on the road?
It's not high school with the disparity so large. I mean, it's like, yeah, we were a little surprised the Vikings beat the Niners, but it's not like, you know, you got this team ranked in the top 25 and they're bludgeoning team in high school. Yeah. They just show up and get off the bus, and it's like, wow, look at the difference in physicality, the speed. You got 10 kids going D1. This other team just hoping they hope they don't get blitzed by 7 touchdowns or, you know. So, no, it should never be that way in the NFL unless you are, it's a complete rebuild, which it's not, or you are just inept. And I don't believe anybody in the Giants is inept. I just think that they've got, I really don't. I don't think Shane's inept. I think that Dable has real value. But my thing, and this is my strong opinion with the Giants, I think Dable 2.0 is going to be a lot better than Dable 1.0, and I fear it's not here.
I don't even know if he's going to get an opportunity if it goes as bad as we're thinking.
Could go to college. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. Trust me, I want him to be here. I think he could be really good, but you got to start proving it again.
If this season is not about development and quarterback, and it's not, it's about wins. Gotta start winning.